the Long Island Tea Podcast.
I can't believe it.
3 years strong.
3 years strong.
We start every episode with saying, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
We're at the Gurney's Seawater Spa. We're at the incredible Ohiki Castle.
We are on the beautiful Shelter Island.
At the Selfie Clubhouse. I mean, when do you get the chance to have Adventureland yourself?
Right. Taste of Long Island. We have Besito.
Hi, neighbors. How are you?
Woo!
Hello, and welcome back to the Long Island Tea Podcast, where we spill the tea on everything amazing on Long Island. I'm Sharon, and I'm joined here with my very special co-host.
Hi, I'm Alyssa.
Welcome back, Alyssa. We're so glad to have you back.
Oh, I'm so glad to be back.
I know the hot teas are, you know, glad to have you back as well. But we always start every episode with, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? You sounded just like Isla. from last year's pod where we had the kids on.
Oh, that was
so fun.
That was chaos that
chaos.
So much fun, but so chaotic.
They're so
cute. That's why we're not repeating that this year.
I know, but you know, we really should have brought them to this one because we are on location.
They would love this right now. We are at Urban Air
in Lake Grove, which is awesome. I love this place. I have never been here myself, but my kids have obviously come multiple times.
Yeah, Isla had a birthday party here about a year ago.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So they do a lot here, and we'll talk about it in the episode. But first things first is they have the tallest sky rope course on Long Island.
Yeah, and it looks insane.
It's insane. It's 30 feet up. And he said that if you wanted to do it, you could do it. Are you prepared?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I'll think about it. Are you going to do it?
No. I like freakishly have like, you know, I'm scared of heights all of a sudden in my old age.
Yeah, same.
I don't know what happened.
I mean, I've always been afraid of heights, but.
I was very adventurous for a very long time. And now, I don't know. I like decided one day that I wanted to climb a mountain and I had a severe panic attack. Like,
yeah.
Panic.
Yeah, attack. That happens to me too. But I mean, I've been getting that since. We used to go to Six Flags back in the day, and whenever they would go on the scarier roller coasters, I'd go see the dolphin show.
sit there
by myself.
Oh man, I love to be adventurous, but
yeah.
I don't know if I'm adventurous enough to do this 30-foot course, but it looks amazing.
It does look amazing.
I have videos of my son doing it so many times, and I was talking to Jody, the PR director here at this Urban Air location on Lake Grove, right before this episode, and he was telling us, like, if anything, this is just the coolest place to do, like, just indoor zip lining. Amazing.
Yeah. And actually, Bree did the whole course on Long Island TV.
Yeah.
We can link that episode in the notes.
Definitely check it out because she did a full long episode of everything to do here while you're here, whether you're an adult, a child. It's just, it's such a fun place to do.
She's adventurous.
We'll leave
the adventurous
stuff
to Bree.
Oh my gosh. No, but it was that LITV episode's awesome. But we also just did a TikTok on this location and it got over 350,000 views.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's crazy.
I know. People love it.
So
it's so much fun.
It's so much fun. And you can do so many things here, like have birthday parties or, you know, have like team building we were talking about. I was thinking, you know, we're always talking about our fun committee and our things that we want to do. And I'm going to put that on the agenda for the fun committee to say, hey, let's come back and do
a fun
team building afternoon to just kind of hang out, relax, and enjoy the rides here.
Their Sky Rider is the name of their zip line that travels along a track. This is what you see along here, this track. It's called the Sky Rider. But they also have other things, too. They have dodgeball, bumper cars, virtual reality, and trampolines. So, you know, if you don't want to do the high stuff, there's plenty of other things you can have fun doing, and lots of arcade games, too.
You know what I love, I think, is hilarious? We were walking through this park, I guess, along the fence lines of some of the rides are massage chairs.
Yeah, I saw those.
I was like, that's what a
grand idea.
Because you think about it, how much do your muscles hurt while climbing and jumping? Why not just take a 5-minute break?
I thought that was for the moms.
Well, he did say that. He's like, all the dads line up at the chairs,
all the moms,
you know, coffee clutch at the snack bar while the kids are running around playing. But what I love about it is really geared towards, like, anywhere from 7-year-olds to 12-year-olds who, I mean, anybody can do it, but those are the ones that are going to have the most fun because they're strong enough to climb and carry themselves up, but also strong enough to push through the course. But they do have like a little camp called Jumparoo from 1 to 4 where the toddlers can come and play, mm-hmm. which I think is so cool. They also have bumper cars here. That's crazy. That'll do.
I love bumper cars.
We should totally do that.
Yeah, we should.
Little crash course. But anyways, how has your week been?
It's a little crazy, you know. As you guys mentioned in the last episode, Michael will now be producing the podcast. And that's because things are a little crazy here at Discover Long Island. A little
busy. We need your expertise where needed, right?
I've been just pulled from both ends, and but you know, it's a good thing. It's a good problem to have, to be busy, and you know, I love what I do. I love being creative, and that's where I thrive. And I loved doing the podcast too.
I had
a lot of fun doing it, and you know,
earlier, you'll be filling in sometimes too.
Yeah.
It's, you know, not goodbye forever.
You're
still here and helping when needed, which is awesome. But you have some great news to say that you just put the travel inspiration guide is off to the presses finally.
Yes, we should be getting that soon, hopefully in the next few weeks.
Yeah, they said, I talked to the printers earlier today, they said, you know, within the next few weeks it should be definitely shipped out, and I'm super excited about it because it is gorgeous, and I think that everybody's just going to be, you know, diving in deep mm-hmm. to it because we really kind of transitioned it a little bit this year.
Yeah. And actually you can see the digital version. I just put it up on our website.
Oh, that's awesome.
discoverlongisland.com/inspiration guide.
Amazing. So, and I can't wait because
yeah, you can check it out. I mean, the printed one will look so much nicer with those beautiful
pictures and pictures. The images. And, absolutely.
And we used a lot of, you know, user Instagram photos from people that tagged us. We have a program called CrowdRiff, and when you tag Discover Long Island, you could have your photo end up in on our website, on our social media, in our inspiration guide. So
always tag
Discover Long Island in everything when you post it.
Absolutely, because that's, you know, what better way to, you know, tell a story, whether it's through the inspiration guide or, you know, on our website or in our campaigns, but it's through the visitor's eye. And a lot of people mm-hmm. who, you know, are here visiting, or they're locals and they're going around taking a beautiful sunset picture or something like that. It's true, authentic, right?
Exactly.
So that's the word of this year, I think. And we love it. So please hashtag Discover Long Island on any images. And you could be featured, which is awesome.
Yeah, and you know, we used to call it the travel guide because it was, in the past, we worked with Newsday to produce it, and it was geared toward, you know, visitors, travelers, people that didn't know Long Island. And now we call it an inspiration guide because it's really here to inspire you to book your trip and all the amazing things that you can do here. And it's also inspiring to people that live here.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. I've learned some things just putting it together, living here my whole life.
Isn't that so funny? I mean, we talk about that as a team all the time. It's like, you know, we're born and raised Long Islanders, but you know, working for Discover Long Island, we're still discovering Long Island every day.
And you see it in a completely different light.
And it's so funny because you get those naysayers that are like, Long Island doesn't need to be discovered. But I literally discover something new every day about this beautiful region. So I'm excited for everyone to get the inspiration guide when we get the final printed copies. But like you said, you can find it on our website, which is awesome. So I have a funny story because it's been raining, right? I mean, it's been monsooning, I feel like. And I am getting ready to go to Florida tomorrow for Catherine's wedding.
I'm so excited. Congratulations, Catherine.
Yeah, so Catherine's an old colleague of ours who moved down to Florida, and she's getting married, and she's, you know, I have to say, she was my old assistant for a couple of years, and then she branched off into the marketing department and really grew our TikTok for us, and she's just been such an inspiration. I love watching her grow in her career, in her life, and she's finally marrying her Prince Charming. Aww. So I'm so excited to be a witness of that. But I'm also super excited to just be in 85 degree weather because I'm freezing. But funny story is that I was driving to work this morning, again, in the rain, and I literally had a heart attack because a bird hit me. I did not hit the bird. It hit me, and I can promise
you. Your windshield?
Hit my windshield. And it sounded like a rock. I don't know. It was so loud. It did not crack my windshield. But what's disgusting is it obviously got severely hurt. And there was some remnants on my car. And I'm only doing, I'm not speeding. You know, right. It's rush hour traffic and, you know.
You must have very clean windshields.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, it took me a long time to, like, come down from that scare because I didn't know what the heck it was. And I thought, like, I didn't know what it was. I thought I was getting shot. I don't know. I didn't know what was happening. But then I saw it. It, like, hit the windshield. And so I had, like I said, it's a funny story because I literally was scared, you know, beyond myself. But it's sad. So I just don't want, like, any animal activist coming at me saying, you know, be careful. But no, the bird hit me. I did not hit the bird.
Okay.
But listening to the radio on my way into work today, I heard of the most disgusting thing, as well as speaking of gross things. Are you a fan of ramen?
Oh, I am, but now I'm scared. What are you going to tell
me? I love ramen, okay? The, you know, what was it, Top Ramen? I don't even know the name of
it.
Yeah. They just came out with a flavor, everything bagel with cream cheese.
Oh.
That
No.
Does not sound good at all.
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, being a Long Islander, we love bagels, right? And I love, that's my favorite, everything bagel with cream cheese. I'm going to try it.
Yeah. Try it,
give it a
shot. And report back. Let me know.
I'll let you know. I mean, they have some weird flavors, like, I don't know, they had cheeseburger once, and I was like, that's kind of weird, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I mean, I can see that, but
I am not a fish eater. I love the shrimp flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So, you never know. Ramen, you never know. So, everything bagel with cream cheese. I thought that was super interesting.
It is interesting.
Another fun fact that I learned today, or no, yesterday, I should say. Do you use Alexa?
I do.
Okay. Because some people use Google Home or whatever. I use Alexa. And I have multiple Alexas. As
you
we
do
all
too. Both my kids have an Alexa
in their rooms.
Room.
I have one in the living room. I have one in my office.
Yep.
So
we have an Amazon TV, so that has Alexa on it.
Yeah.
Our TVs.
Super interesting. I never go on the app, right? I never go on the Alexa app.
Yeah.
I went on it for some reason yesterday because we just started recently. You know, I'm a music lover. First thing I do when I walk in the door is, I don't even take my shoes off. I say, Alexa, play whatever song I want to hear, whatever genre. So Dan came home the other day and he's like, do you want to play a fun game? I said, sure. We're going to play music quiz on Alexa.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
That was so cool. So we've been like competing every night and Brayden's now into it, which is cool. So I wanted to see like what, because you know, after so many questions, they're like, you're reaching your limit. Do you want to go into extended version for $12 a month? And I'm like, no. So I wanted to see, you know, what kind of songs I had left, if there was a possibility to see what you can, you know, what you have left in different genres.
Mm-hmm.
And I found on the app that you can call your Alexas. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
How did you know this? I'm like completely
I use the
lost.
App all the time because I'll set my kids like alarms through the app.
So I just say, Alexa, set a 5-minute timer or set an alarm for 6 o'clock. Now, this is weird. So I call it and I can hear Brayden and Dan talking. I'm in my office in Hop Hog and I can hear them.
And they didn't know that you called?
Nope.
It doesn't. Oh, no. Really?
So creepy.
That is creepy.
So I'm like, here. I hear him saying, bye, Bray, I love you, because he was leaving. And I'm like, what? What's happening? Like, I thought it was like, I didn't know what it was. And it's called drop-in. So
there,
you can drop
no
in
warning?
On your... Nope. Nope, nope, nope. So, be careful.
Okay. All right.
Just a little tidbit. So that's like been my week. I feel like, you know, the bird hitting me today.
At least you didn't get 2 flat tires in a week.
Yes, 100%.
Like I did.
Exactly. And I was going to say, it's, you know, we're in retrograde.
Oh.
Mercury's in retrograde. And I know a lot of people are like, stop using that as an excuse. I think weird things are happening. Like, you know.
I don't even really know what that means, to be honest.
So it's Mercury. Like when they're off kilter, right? So like these planets are not aligning. So that means,
and we have the eclipse, too.
Right, right. So that's...
So I wonder if that has anything to do
also,
with...
Also, like, all craziness. Of a sudden, you know, the life on Long Island, I guess, they are like, I got this message today from the school saying, you know, during the eclipse, like dismissal will be different. Like they'll be picked up in a certain area. And it's like, it's scary.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Oh, I know.
Who knew that the eclipse would be so scary?
They're having an eclipse viewing at my kids' schools.
That's
where they all get the little glasses.
I was just going to say, they're handing out the glasses. That's awesome.
Yep. I'm going to be sign a permission slip to just say that.
Say that you're allowing them to do it. I'm going to be mid-flight while the eclipse is happening. So that's creepy. I wonder if I'm going to get glasses or if I'll need them.
Maybe just don't look out the window.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you'll see it. But
should I change my flight? I don't know.
And it's like 4 minutes and then it's over. So I think
See like the tracks, like it's all about when it starts and then... I don't know. I'm not a scientist or, you know, astrologist. I don't know what it is, but where it like starts and then it'll stop and then it's like comes back around again.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I thought it was just 4 minutes. You can see it where it's covering the sun.
Okay.
And it looks like, you know, it looks like a ring.
This is our first eclipse. I don't know.
No, we had one in 2017.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know where I was 2017.
You were working at Discover Long Island. Yeah. I mean, I was working somewhere else, and we all went outside, and they handed glasses out, and we all looked up at it, and I saw it. It was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I'm excited. I'm going to be midair. That's kind of creepy. But, yeah, Mercury's in retrograde explains a lot. But, you know, we're getting there. The weather's getting better, I think.
Except for this rain. This rain has been nonstop.
But this weekend, it's going to be gorgeous.
Good.
Like, super excited. So let's talk about urban air a little bit more. I think that we need to just really dive into it. Like we said, we did have an LITV episode about it.
Which I will put in the notes. June 9th, they're having a fundraiser along with Stony Brook Cancer Center. They haven't announced it yet, but we're telling you here, they're going to have raffles and guest appearances and princesses, and it's in honor of Dave Wolmitz. I hope I'm saying his name correctly.
He was a co-owner.
He passed away from ALL, which is a form of leukemia, and all proceeds from this fundraiser are going to benefit ALL. So they're doing this in honor of him.
So this fundraiser is going to be June 9th. It's going to be all day long from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can find more information on their website once it's posted. But so stay tuned for that. I think that's an incredible, you know, amazing way of giving back to that foundation is coming here and enjoying these fun rides and you know, entering in for these incredible raffles that they're going to be having.
And their website, by the way, is urbanair.com/new-york-lake-grove. So New York Lake Grove with dashes in between. urbanair.com/New York Lake Grove. And again, I'll link that in the notes as well. So you can just...
That's awesome.
Check down below.
And you know where else you can find them is on our Discover Long Island app, which is awesome. You know what else Jody was talking about? He was saying the best financial way of coming here and enjoying this park is joining their membership. And it sounds like a sales pitch, and I don't want to say, you know, he's like, but in all honesty, you know, the price of the membership is $20 a month. It's not a full billing process where they bill you for the year up front. Mm-hmm. They charge you $20 per month. And if you think about that, that's half the price of their platinum entrance. So being a member of Urban Air Lake Grove, you have full access to everything here while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally half the price of their platinum entrance, so why not just become a member, which is...
Right. You go once a month, and it pays for itself.
It's crazy.
Have the kids run around, get their energy out. I mean, that's pretty genius, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. And we were talking, I was asking him, you know, about his social media and things like that, and he says he does a lot with, you know, like mommy influencers, which is cool. And I was asking him, like, do you know Mommy Poppins? He's like, yeah, of course. So he's working with a lot of the mom influencers to just let, you know, this is really a fun place to bring the kids, especially during spring breaks or holidays, holiday breaks, definitely during rainy days. Definitely during 100-degree days because it's, you know,
nice and air-conditioned.
What a way to have a blast and still be nice and cool and dry and be in this indoor amusement park. What I also love about it is, like, they have rock climbing.
Yes.
So cool.
Yeah.
We talked about the bumper cars, but they also have, like, this Ninja Warrior course behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done anything like that? Do you watch that show, Ninja Warrior?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We watched it. You know, like, that was one of those things that we watched all the time. And, like, my kids are like, I'm going to be a Ninja Warrior. I'm like, let's come to Urban Air. I mean, come on. This is awesome. So you can find them on our app for sure. And they definitely do, you know, different promotions and things like that. But they host camps. We talked about the Jumperoo for toddlers. It's toddlers under age of 5. That's every Tuesday from 1 to 4 p.m.
Yeah, and they really do have things for all ages. So perfect place to take the kids. I'm definitely going to be taking my kids over spring break.
Me too. I'm excited. We should plan it together.
We should. Isla and Pearl, they love each
like,
other.
They like FaceTime. It's the cutest
thing.
I'm like, who are you talking to? She's like, Isla. I'm like, oh, sorry. It's so cute. But speaking of spring break and Long Island life, there are plenty of things to do here on Long Island because, again, the weather's been really crazy. But, you know, unlike, you know, the end of April where we should probably see some sun, and some warmer weather, mm-hmm. you can go to places like the Vanderbilt Museum and Planetarium in Centerport, which yep. we love.
Yes, love the Vanderbilt Museum. The Long Island Aquarium, one of my favorite places.
They have a really cool outdoor activity center, I guess
yes,
you would call
do,
it.
Yes, they do, that little...
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I like, literally had to beg Pearl to come out of their treehouse. I'm like, please, we got to go. She's like, I'm not coming
it's
down.
It's really cute. It's fun.
So funny.
They have a really... And you can go all the way to the top. You can climb all the way to the top, and you can see... a beautiful view. It's up, goes up really high.
I know, it's like, again, back to the scariness of heights. I'm like looking up at her and she's like waving down at me. I'm like, oh my gosh, calm down.
See, that doesn't bother me.
No,
as you're on a platform, that's fine.
Mm.
You know? What else we have? Of course, Cradle Aviation Museum and the Long Island Children's Museum over by in Garden City by Museum Row over there.
And then there's American Armor Museum in Old Bethpage. This was a really cool experience.
I have never been there.
So we had, years ago, we had a big networking event there, and like they brought in the tank. Like that was the finale.
Yes.
It was so cool. But they also have that World War experience that Kristen was able to do when she first, you know, came to Long Island, which I'm sure there's some footage somewhere we can pull up, but that's a really cool thing to do during spring break.
Mm-hmm.
We also have X Golf in Comac and Westbury.
RPM Raceway in Farmingdale.
And Hugh Studios Fine Art Academy in Rockville Center. That sounds so fun.
Yeah. You can do a little painting class.
Yeah.
The Long Island Explorium in Port Jefferson. I used to take my kids there when they were little all the time.
So adorable.
It's cute. And then, of course, Selfie Clubhouse in Hicksville.
So fun. But also, like, if the weather is nice, like, just go out in the, you know, state parks. Go take a stroll down Robert Moses, my favorite place on earth. Mm-hmm. You know, or go to the Fire Island Lighthouse. Like, it's, I think the kids, I know I am, are itching to get out and just get fresh air. And, you know, even if it is a little breezy, you can still go to the lighthouses and take the hike. I think it's so
many
cool.
Hiking trails. Actually, if you look on that inspiration guide, there's a whole list of hiking trails in there. So, you know, you can check that out.
It'd be awesome. So April 10th is National Farm Animals Day. Did you know this?
No, I didn't until just now.
I know. I'm like, there's a national day for everything. I think I listened to this one radio station. It's like the local country station. And they like seriously spend a good 10 minutes, you know, rambling off what national day it is. Like I said, today was National Burrito Day. Not the day that this airs, that we're
today,
recording
actually.
Today.
Yep.
And I am so excited because I love a good burrito.
The Long Island Game Farm, they have a... Camp Zoo, that's this summer, but they have things going on over spring break too, because my mom is actually taking my kids to Long Island Game Farm, I think on the Wednesday of spring break. So our spring break starts the 22nd.
Mine does too,
and that's
what I was going to ask you, because I feel like a lot of places, like Chris and I were talking about this the other day, like when is actual spring? Why is everything changing? I feel like spring break should have been after Easter.
It should have been Easter week, and normally it is, but I think because in New York State we get the February break, and they don't get that everywhere else.
Okay.
And it was so we just had that. So and because Easter was so early, it would be too close together.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So they want to spread it out a little bit, and that's fine. But my mom's taking the kids to. It's like a bamboo art class at the Long Island
Game
Farm.
Fun.
Yeah. So then they can also go and enjoy the farm, too.
And so the Long Island Game Farm is open Thursday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in April before, I guess it's like preseason before they open full time. You can also view some beautiful animals at the White Post Farm. They're now open for the 2024 season. Giraffe feeding is included in the general admission, which is so cute. Have you ever fed a giraffe?
I have at White Post Farms.
Oh, see?
Yes. And again, Bree did that on Long Island TV, so... you can check that out. Go to all the Long Island TV episodes and see where Bree goes.
It's so fun.
Just go where Bree goes, because right? She has a good time.
It's so funny. But you can find out about their season passes on whitepostfarms.com, or you can visit longislandgamefarm.com to see about their camp zoo for 2024. You know what else is April 11th? Is Global Meetings Industry Day. Did you know that Long Island is home to beautiful, many unique places where you can book meeting space?
Yes, and, you know, we talk about it all the time. Gurney's, where we just were, and Wolfer Estates.
If you go on their website, you can actually see some images of, you know, meetings hosted there. They have the most beautiful photography. It's just absolutely gorgeous. But that's what a place to hold a meeting.
Right. Rather than just being like a boring boardroom.
Exactly.
You can go on a vineyard and taste wines after. You can go to a beachfront, beautiful place. You can go to Ohika Castle, be in a nice castle, and all the amazing places
here on Long Island. I mean, there's plenty more to list, but you can just visit our website.
Mansions, yeah. A lot of the Gold Coast mansions have really nice meeting spaces and
unique places. Like, I think that's what's so amazing about our region. They have the Lannan, which is a brand new event space in East Meadow. It's gorgeous.
Eisenhower Park, right?
Yeah, it's right in Eisenhower Park. It's beautiful. Canoe Place Inn and Cottages out in the Hamptons. It's gorgeous.
Oh, beautiful.
And then our lovely Northport Hotel, which I can't express the beautification.
I have not seen it yet.
It's so beautiful. It's like
literally
downtown.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Guess what else? April 14th is National Dolphin Day.
Have you ever seen dolphins on Long Island?
Yes.
Me too.
I mean, did
it's so exciting when you see it when you're at the beach and you just see, they get pretty close
too. They got really, I would say like in the last two summers, I think you see them a lot more. I don't know if it's like the tides or the temperature of the water that's like bringing them here.
I think all the animals are coming out, like more deer, turkeys, like.
Right.
I'm seeing it a lot more lately in the last few years. But dolphins and whales and seals.
I mean,
it's crazy.
I love you can go out east and see the seal watching. So if you've seen some dolphin sightings, please DM us or write to us at spillthetea@discoverlongisland.com so we can share your stories.
Yes, stories or hot pictures. Teas. If you have any pictures, tag us. I saw actually it was at Tobey Beach a couple years ago. Looking out and all of a sudden.
Yeah, I saw him at Robert Moses. I mean, literally, like we were kind of sitting around on the coastline like, are those dolphins? And then you saw them jump, and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And you'd see them in Florida all the time, and it's like, oh, it was pretty cool, no big deal. But to see them here, it's, you know, you didn't never used to.
I know.
When I was a kid, we never saw dolphins.
No, exactly. No. You were lucky if you saw like a, exotic. But like, yeah, you're right. All the animals are coming out. What I used to do is when my kids were little and they were like on the nap time schedule that like the phasing out of that, I would go for a ride. I would take them in the car and put them in the car and just drive down to like the Robert Moses Loop, the Ocean Parkway Loop, and seeing all the deer come out. I mean, it's just they get close, so like it's kind of crazy that they get that close to your car. So there's plenty of signs that say like don't feed the deer because they're, you know, it's dangerous to them.
We have tons in my yard all the time.
And you probably have turkeys too.
Oh yeah. So many turkeys, and of course I let the dog out. She sees them and
she goes running.
She goes
it's crazy
chasing them.
So more Long Island life. What do we got going on here?
Well, you know, speaking of animals, they there was just a story I saw on Newsday. This woman was hoarding. She had 49 animals, and the Suffolk SPCA rescued all of them. There were parrots in her house.
I know. I saw that story.
Tons of dogs, and it was really sad. They were not in great. They were in very poor conditions, but, you know, thanks to the
PCA.
Yes, the Suffolk SPCA, you know, for taking care of those animals and saving them. And
It's sad. I wonder if, you know, again, back to the animals coming out of nowhere, is like all this flooding that we've been having. Like if they're coming out of the woods because it's saturated.
Yeah, I think deforestation and is a big part of that. But the flooding was crazy. Did you see any of those on like Long Island Wise Guy?
A lot of the
flooding. Port Jefferson completely flooded.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Like somebody posted, I don't know if it was him, but it was like the tide winds. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? It was like it was so creepy to see because it looked like, you know, the waves are crashing or whatever, but then you can see like this flat line. It's just the wind's pushing the tide out. And then what happens, you know, like when that stops, it's just like, boom, like a big tidal wave. It's crazy.
Yeah, Tobay was my beach growing up.
Yeah.
That's where I always went, and that was completely like washed away.
And a lot of our residents here on Long Island, after Sandy, of course, down by the water, were forced to raise their houses because, you know, the erosion and things like that and the flooding. But it's so scary.
There's a lot of erosion. So I'm on the North Shore where I live in Sound Beach, Miller Place area. There, where the bulkhead is, there's a lot of erosion there.
Yeah. So they probably had to build it up.
It's crazy.
You have here, Billy Joel cut $5 million off his listing and in his Florida home.
Yeah, so if you want to buy Billy Joel's Florida home, it's now $5 million.
Discounted $5 million. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's all. I don't know how much it's going for now, but
Telling you, I'm going to go to his tribute concert because in the hopes to see him there.
Yeah, I haven't seen Billy Joel in many years, but I would love to go see him again.
He's amazing. Concert. Baseball season, opening day,
yes.
Mets versus Yankees.
Yes. Oh, well, I was just saying, are you a Mets or Yankees fan? But
so I don't really watch baseball
until
the playoffs, until it's like clench, because I don't know. I know it's America's favorite pastime, but it's very boring to me.
See, I don't like football. I find football boring. I don't watch the Super Bowl. I don't get into football. I don't know. I couldn't name.
It's so funny.
But I love baseball.
Okay.
I grew up going to baseball games. I don't really watch it on TV when it's on, but
Are you a Mets or Yankees?
I'm a Mets fan all the way. You know, so, it's very hard to be a Mets fan, but
it is.
You know, they're the underdog.
True. You could also be a Ducks fan. Long Island Ducks.
There,
you know, they have their opening day on April 25th, and we are going to be doing our sponsor day there this summer.
That was so much fun last year.
It was so much fun. So we're going to do it earlier, hopefully weather permits, in June, I think. And we're going to get the t-shirts made again. It's going to be
perfect.
So fun. That was like so incredible to see the whole stadium like wearing Discover Long Island.
Yeah, and we had a blast too. The kids had so much fun. We had our own little box, you know.
Yeah, it was so sweet. It was so much fun. And that's like, that is a fun game. Like, I'll go to that because there's a DJ playing. You know,
there's so much
going on. Like, they interact with the audience, I guess you would call them. What are they?
The crowd.
The crowd. Audience. But they interact, like, you can play games with it. It's so cool.
That's like when Isla was trying out for soccer. I said, what are your auditions for soccer? I'm like, I come from the theater world. Right. I mean, I meant tryouts, but I said auditions.
Auditions. Oh, my gosh. I know. My kids are starting now this weekend, actually, with soccer season.
Should we do some celebrity?
Yes, I'm ready. We just talked about Billy Joel selling his house at a discounted price of $5 million off.
Well, the only celebrity I have, and you'll appreciate this because you are a 1982 Zennial like me. That's what I call us, Zennials.
Zennial, I love it. Okay.
I went to the 90s con in Connecticut a couple weeks ago.
So I wanted to ask you this.
So much fun. I had the best time. It was
first
pure
of all,
nostalgia.
How did you hear about it?
My friend texted me. So we were trying to go away, have a girls' weekend for our 40th birthday. This was over a year ago,
right?
And we had to cancel our trip because my friend had a death in the family, and so we've been saying we have to postpone it. And then all of a sudden, my friend saw this 90s con, and she's like, "We should go to this."
100%.
And we had the best time.
I
met Mr. Feeney
from
Boy Meets World, Bill Daniels, Jodie Sweetin. I met Melissa Joan Hart, who's a Long Islander.
She's a Long Islander.
I didn't get a picture with her, but my friend did. And Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis were there, but I didn't meet them. They were like, you couldn't get close to them.
Oh my gosh!
Because you wanted to pay a lot of money, but
because of a League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yes. A League of Their Own, and also Thelma Louise.
Thelma
that's
Louise.
What they were in together.
Okay.
Which I thought was 80s, but I guess it's 90s.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then there was like the cast of Step by Step and Seventh. Oh, so we're at the bar. Do you ever watch Seventh Heaven?
Yes, 100%.
We went out afterwards, Friday night we went, and then we went out for dinner, and we were sitting at the bar, and the whole cast of Seventh Heaven walks in.
Oh my God, what'd you do? Neve Campbell said hi.
No, this was it wasn't Neve Campbell.
Oh, I'm thinking Party of Five.
You're thinking Party of Five. I loved Party of Five. Yeah,
but I did watch Seventh Heaven. I love that show, too.
So it was fun.
Oh,
we said
God,
hello.
That's so cool.
We said hi, but we didn't want to, like, bother them because they were eating dinner, you know.
But you had, like, your own little celeb experience. I love
it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And if you grew up watching, you know, all those 90s TV shows, you would have a blast.
Thrive.
Or you would really
appreciate
it.
At the 90s con. I think that's so awesome. I saw a meme the other day that it was, like, you know that you're getting up there in age when Zach Morris is, you know, turning, I don't know how old he
just
turned.
What is he, 50? Probably.
Yeah, probably. But like, so, Zach Morris, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, he was at, so they do it in Florida and Connecticut.
Okay.
So I guess he was at the Florida one, and I was really hoping he was going to show up to the Connecticut one.
Saved by the Bell, like, which is your favorite Saved by the Bell episode?
Oh my gosh.
The one where Jesse's like,
I liked the Beach Club ones.
Oh, I loved that.
Leah Remini,
another Long Islander.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny. People used to say that I remind them of Leah Remini.
Really?
And I'm like, I don't even look like her. But
maybe,
I think it's
the voice.
The voice. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love that for you and that celebrity experience.
It was so much fun. And not only the celebrities, but like there was all the 90s toys and comics and all just things.
Everything.
All the things that you could go and, you know, shop around. And they had a lot of antique kind of vintage things.
That's awesome. I'll have to go next time.
Pogs.
Let me know. I actually do have a little celebrity. Ooh. So our very own Brie, I know this is like a Brie love session on this on this episode, but she was talking to me yesterday and she said, are you a Bravo fan? And I'm like, no, not like you, you know, like I've watched a few shows or whatever, but there's this cruise. You ever watch this show on Peacock called Traitors?
No.
So she's telling me all about it, and it sounds like a real life like game. So they go from different countries. So she was talking, they went to Australia, they went to Germany, they went to London, and they have this, like, you're kind of hanging out in a castle, and, like, they all sit at a round table, and you're blindfolded, and then the producers pick three traitors, and so you have to do all these experiences, and, the contestants have to do all these, like, games, like, scavenger hunts or things like that, and, like, the traitors, you have to, like, you know, X out the traitors at the end, and nobody knows that you're a traitor, so you have to pretend, you know, obviously keep that quiet.
Okay.
Anyways, so she's going on a cruise in 2025, where there'll be a traitors game theme with the guy from The Bachelor on Bravo. That he's like, it's Team Peter, I think she said. So she's literally going on it. She got on his team.
Oh wow.
Yeah, her
and
she's
gonna be on. Is it on TV?
I don't know. I'm sure they'll film it somehow.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that hilarious? I'm like, how do you get involved like that? She's like, oh no, I was on it like a hawk, and I signed up for it, and here I am. I'm like, that's amazing.
That's funny.
So we're gonna be missing her for a few weeks, I'm sure. But yeah, isn't that incredible? I was like, good for you, Brie. Go out and be part of BravoCon, I guess.
Speaking of how, you know, we said we were Zennials.
Yes.
So I thought this was kind of fun because, you know, Kristen's not here, but she poo-poos on millennials a lot, I have to say.
Well, I do too, actually.
We're on the millennials,
cusp.
But we're on the cusp.
Right.
We're not quite Gen X, but we're not quite millennial, so they call us Zennials.
Okay, I love it.
And this is 8 signs that you're a Zennial. 1, you played the Oregon Trail.
Yes, 100%.
2, you use dial-up internet.
Yes, I can hear it. Now.
3, you grew up without social media.
Yes.
4, you remember AOL.
Yes.
A lot of these are the same.
Yeah, but AOL chat, like AIM.
Yes, yeah. But the thing is, like, a lot of the younger millennials did grow up with social media. That's why I feel like we don't really relate to that, you
right.
know?
No, I agree. That we're on the cusp.
Grew up with the internet. Okay. 5, you made mixtapes.
Yes, 1,000% off of the radio.
Recording them off the radio. And then if the DJ would speak on the intro, you'd get...
you press pause. Yes.
6, didn't own a cell phone.
Right.
I didn't have a cell phone until I was 19.
I didn't. Me either. I think I was older than that.
Seven used a Discman.
Yes, the Walkman for CDs.
For CDs. And then I would listen to that on the bus, and it would just skip.
Skip. Every time. Or it would be like in your hoodie pocket, and it would like you'd hit it. Yep. Yeah.
And eight is you loved New Kids on the Block.
Yes, 1,000%. I am like such. So funny enough, like New Kids on the Block, I have four sisters, right? And I had cousins that are the same age genre. And so my cousins and my sisters would be like all about New Kids on the Block. So they would say like who their favorite one was and who was their boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got stuck with Danny Wood. Which is fine, but
well, I was like Joey because you know we were a little bit younger, I think, when that New Kids
right exactly we were younger,
the young
so
one.
They're like you can have Danny Wood. So when I remember being so upset, and speaking of Xennials, that they were able to go to the concert. My one brother took them to the concert, and I wasn't allowed to go because I was too young.
Yeah,
and my other brother rented the concert on pay-per-view because you could watch it. That was back when you
right.
pay-per-view and can watch things live. You mm-hmm. had to just pay for it. And they took me to his girlfriend's house, and I was like sitting with my friend watching it, and like they got us ice cream sundaes and things. Like it was like,
aw, that's cute.
That was like my first concert experience.
That was like taking, you know, Isla to the movie theater to see Taylor Swift.
Yes.
I took her and her friend.
It's so cute.
When that was out, that was like, you know, she hasn't really seen a concert yet, but you know, maybe
that was
I'll get
fun.
Her tickets.
I love that. Yeah, they're dying to go. The kids.
Yeah. Which is expensive.
So speaking of, ITA Kitchen is doing a Taylor Swift brunch where you can like buy tickets for it.
Oh really?
So I don't know what's happening. Like if they're just gonna be playing music or what's going on, but like tickets are on sale for your brunch spot at ITA Kitchen.
Where is ITA Kitchen?
Bayshore.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
it's
fun.
It's like an Italian restaurant. It's awesome.
Right.
So I want to do that. I think I would love to take Pearl to that.
Oh, yeah. Isla would be all about that.
Yeah.
She loves Taylor Swift. Isla, so funny. She had her picture day today. They do spring picture day.
Yeah.
They do like a fall and a spring one. And she comes out of her room and it's like, oh, you look cute. And she like rolls her eyes at me. I'm like, hold on, let me try again. I'm like, girl, slay.
Slay. I saw your Instagram of the eggs and what they wrote on it. Slay.
Slay. I know.
That was hysterical. What else?
I thought they would draw like cute little flowers
or their names.
On their Easter eggs. Yeah. No, they write slay, poop. That's
what, no,
when you
there
know
was
you
one
have a 7-year-old
so
boy.
Funny. Oh, Susan.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny, pretty funny story. I don't know, I might cut this, but so Isla on her cell phone, she was getting a wrong number text for somebody named Susan. So she started responding.
Oh my God.
She was like, oh, Susan.
Stop.
I told her, I'm like, so don't funny. Respond to texts that you don't know.
Oh
but
my gosh.
It was really funny.
That is so funny that she like thought to do that. I would like Pearl will come to, like she's younger than Isla, but she'll come to me. She's like, some random person keeps on calling me and like saying I'm not picking up, and I'm like, yeah, well, don't answer
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
so
I said, I'm like, just delete the text. She's like, she just responds.
You can report them.
Starts messing with
you
them.
Can report as junk.
Well, it's just a wrong. I know it's just a wrong number, but
because I still have my boyfriend spam calling me every day. I don't know what's happening. It like literally multiple phone calls a day. It's unbelievable.
I know. I get it too. Well, I think we should go and
do some bumper cars.
Let's do some bumper cars.
I'm excited, and I want to thank you so much for joining me today because
I had so much fun. I'm really going to miss being a part of this podcast on a regular basis. I mean, you know, I'll still be around.
Yes, exactly.
I'm the office right next to the studio, so you can't get rid of me.
Exactly. You're going to be popping in when we need you, you know, and you're never, like I said, it's not a goodbye. It's a see you next time.
Yeah, but it's just been like such a fun experience building the podcast, watching it grow.
So amazing.
And Michael's going to do an awesome job. He's going to kill it. He's already killing it.
Yeah.
He's producing celebrity podcasts now, so, you know, whatever.
We're good.
You're in good hands.
We're in good hands. But I do have to say, speaking of with the Gurney's giveaway and things like that really helped us grow, we just reached 10,000.
We reached 10,000!
I'm so
on
excited.
On our Instagram.
Thank
so
you,
exciting.
Hot Tees. This has been amazing. And Alyssa, thank you so much again for all of your hard work and everything that you've done for the pod and even just, you know, being our coworker. You're just so amazing. And like I said,
you.
It's not goodbye. but for you, Hotties, it is. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
The Long Island Tea Podcast is brought to you by Discover Long Island. For exclusive access to contests and promotions, follow Long Island Tea Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And for questions, comments, and collaborative inquiries, email spillthetea@discoverlongisland.com.